on the hour throughout the day. Here are your local KX93.5 headlines. On Sunday, Laguna Beach Police and Fire Department and Marine Safety personnel responded to Table Rock Beach for the report of three swimmers in distress. According to reports, two males and two female subjects had jumped off the rocks to the north of Table Rock Beach into the water. The two males and one of the females found themselves being pulled out by a rip current. According to Laguna Beach spokesperson Jim Coda, the two males were able to escape, but the female was still in trouble. One of the males swam back out to help her. With his help, the female was able to swim back, but he was last seen going under the surface. At about 8:30 p.m., after about 45 minutes to an hour, the victim was located at the bottom of the ocean. The depth of the water at the time was 10 to 15 feet. After a valiant, life-saving effort by all, the patient was pronounced dead. The Orange County coroner later identified the swimmer as 27-year-old Javier Vargas Cuellar of Huntington Beach. At the time of the incident, the beach was unguarded, as the lifeguards had already gone home for the evening. And also in the news, congratulations to the Laguna Beach High School girls water polo team. It captured another state title this past weekend at the California State High School Water Polo Championships. It's the third consecutive title for the team. The top-seeded Breakers and reigning CIFSS Division I champions beat Newport Harbor 7-5 and Foothill 9-1 to secure the title. Congratulations to Laguna. And those are your headlines for Tuesday. Now back to generational alt-rock on KX 93.5.